Voices the Cabin, if you haven't heard of it before, is a literary arts collective that promotes community growth through words. And one of the programs the Cabin is known for is the Writers in the Attic. This is an annual publication contest for Idaho writers, whether they're emerging or established. And what this is they actually publish work that's related to a one-word theme that's chosen by the Cabin. Now, the authors were selected during, during a process last month, and the annual book launch party is this month. Joining me in studio to talk more about this is Hillary Belinsky, the operations manager for the Cabin, Megan Williams, the developmental and communications manager, and Joel Barton. Joel, is it Barton? Bertrand?
You can go by Joel Wayne. It's okay.
Oh, I'm just going to go by Joel. And Joel's I can say that because Joel's not just a writer who submitted work for this year's contest. Joel also produces the podcast, This is the Place, for Boise State Public Radio. So, you know, Joel's one of us here at BSPR. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I'd like to start about tell people what Writers in the Attic is for folks who have not heard this before. Hillary, maybe you can talk about that.
Absolutely. So Writers in the Attic pays tribute to the idea that writing is primarily an individual task. It takes place at home. There's a lot of dedication and hard work that goes into it. And so Writers in the Attic is sort of a visual representation of that happening at home. But it also acknowledges that there are writers in the community who don't necessarily have books or an agent or a movie deal. And those people are still writers. They're still in our community. And it's a great platform for writers who are kind of inspired to maybe get into the process of publication. They can come to the Cabin and join our one-word contest that happens every year.
And so you've chosen the people who will be published already.
Yes.
And every year it's one word, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what the one word was this year.
For 2018, the word was song. And the one-word themes are chosen by Cabin staff. We usually, all summer long, have battles over what word will be picked for the next year. We're constantly asking our friends, asking patrons. I'm constantly finishing my emails with, hey, do you have any suggestions?
Or
for
a
the word.
Yeah.
So it was song this year, and it was a great word, we thought, because it avoided most of the literal pitfalls that we get with the one word. For water, for instance, which was 2016's theme, we had a lot of drowning. Mm-hmm. So song was a good way to avoid that kind of literal interpretation of the theme.
So, Joel, I want to bring you into the conversation, and I have to clarify, your podcast is called You Know the Place, not This is the Place. So just wanted to clarify that because, you know, we want people to listen to the podcast.
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you, because it's hilarious, by the way. I love it. So you've been writing for quite a while, Joel. So talk to me about how you got involved with Writers in the Attic this year.
Yeah, I guess I've always been involved with the Cabin. A couple years ago, I actually had a job I really, really did not like, but it was actually right next door to the Cabin or right down the block from the Cabin.
So it became your therapy?
So it became my therapy, where I would go over there over my lunch break and post up either in the attic, literally in the attic, or in the basement, and I would write for an hour over my lunch. So every time the Writers in the Attic, you know, call for submissions opens up, yeah, I always kind of keep an ear tuned to it.
And when people are chosen, now this is a blind judging, correct?
Correct.
And is it all different form? Like, is it poetry? Is it a short story? Or, I mean,
absolutely. So there's no requirements on the content. It has to be less than 1,500 words, which is about 6 pages of prose. But we get all sorts of nonfiction, poetry, fiction, experimental writing. And our writers are actually, some of them are first-time writers that we're encouraging through the program, and some of them have been published often and nationwide. And so it's a fun platform, I think, for experimentation.
And this is open to any writer in Idaho, right? Because I think a lot of times when you think of the Cabin, we know it's in Boise, but anyone who is living in Idaho can submit?
Yes, we get submissions from Moscow, Payette, Mountain Home, all over southern Idaho.
And so when is the big book launch coming? And can people buy, I mean, you get to actually, you can purchase this publication,
yes,
correct?
Yes. So this is our 7th year. And Rediscovered Books has always sold our anthologies. And so Song will be available at the bookstore downtown. And so the book launch party's tomorrow night. There will be all of the authors will be present. There will be a reading. Samantha Silva, who's our judge this year, will say a few words. There will be drinks and snacks. And it's generally just a fun celebration and party that brings writers together in the community.
Did you get chosen this year, Joel?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, it said it was he's a writer that submitted, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, yeah. I mean,
and what did you submit? Tell me about your work.
I submitted two pieces, actually, two flash fiction pieces. I think the first one is called...
Song?
Spies.
No. Okay, well... Yeah.
And the second one's called Songbirds of the Olympic Peninsula.
Oh, very
yeah.
cool. And Megan, I want to bring you into the conversation because since I have the cabin here, we have to ask the question.
Yeah.
So we have a big proposal for a library expansion in Boise. You are right next door. There has been a lot of talk, a lot of discussion going on about what happens to the cabin. And not necessarily your organization, but the physical cabin.
Yes.
That has been there for how many years?
It's been there since the late 1930s.
So yeah. Where are we at in that process?
So right now, the city is listening to the public input that's been submitted. And it's basically the same, but it's officially the same, that we will either move to a site in Julia Davis Park or we will stay at our current location. They're redrafting a plan that shows what it might look like if we were to stay.
And how much input do you have as an organization with this, or does it really come down to that community input and the city decides?
It mostly comes down to the city. We've worked with the city since the middle of the summer. We've met with them. They've been great partners and landlords for our entire time there. We've been in that building since 1996. So we're continuing our partnership.
So no matter what, you will land either in Julia Davis Park or stay in the location that you're at.
Yes.
When do they expect to have a decision? Do you know?
We do not know.
So you're just waiting.
We are waiting.
At this point.
And yeah,
Hillary?
And I think it's important to acknowledge that there are pros and cons to both of the scenarios. And so at this point, we're kind of aware of that, mm-hmm. that either option might work for us in the long run, but we have to keep our future in mind.
And what you're doing, though, won't stop. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, is what you do, not just for the community in the Treasure Valley, but statewide for writers. It will continue.
Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. There is no threat to our programming.
Right. And that was, and I think that when this happened, that seemed to be what people were concerned about, was what do you mean the cabin's going away?
Yes.
Yeah, our patrons have been wonderfully supportive of our programming and of the organization. So that's been wonderful.
And Joel, you talked a little bit earlier about how, you know, this almost became a therapy for you. But I would think that there is really something, you know, true about that, though, is writing is a creative release. What does the cabin mean to you to have it right here at your fingertips?
Well, I think... Hillary referred to this earlier, but it is, you know, writing is, it tends to be a solitary endeavor. And so I think any place, any program that allows you to make connections within the community and see that other people are doing that is extremely valuable. And I also do think that there's a lot of value in showing people that you can be a writer and that you are not just a writer, that you are a writer and there's you know, programs like this or writers in the schools. I think that does a great job of kind of showcasing that you can be a writer and this and, other and, thing.
And I want to thank all of you for coming in. So tomorrow evening, book launch, when and where really quickly again, Hillary?
It's at the Linen Building on Grove Street, and it starts at 6:30.
All right. I want to thank my guest today for coming in and talking about Writers in the Attic. And my guest today, Megan Williams, Development and Communications Manager with The Cabin. Joel Wayne, who is a writer, but also podcast You Know the Place. And Hillary Belinsky, Operations Manager with The Cabin. Thank you again for coming in.